This brew is called Round the Corner from the Bridgewater Hall. And Round the Corner from the Bridgewater Hall, less than 5 minutes away, is one of my favourite pubs in Manchester called the Peveril of the Peak. And it was a huge change going into that place because I'd gone from the glass palace of the Bridgewater Hall with the surging crowds of the Tory fringe meetings and then through to what you might describe as a right proper pub. And when I got in there, I heard music, and I heard some Irish tunes and a fiddle and Northumbrian small pipes and a guy playing the baran. And so I went and sat and listened. And in between the tunes, they talked about things. They talked about using willow matchboxes for making reeds, replacement reeds for the pipes. They talked about violin strings and the merits and demerits of different types and using strings for different fiddles. They also talked about iTunes. iTunes and iTunes 9. For two reasons. One, the difficulty of implementing it on a PC, despite the fact that it's got Intel-based chips. And also the fact that the folk category, apparently, in iTunes 9 isn't there. I managed not to say, well, look, there's loads of it on Last FM, but anyway. And so, imagine the picture. I go from, you know, I go from the Bridgewater Hall, and I go to the pub, and people are talking about technology, in amongst other things, of course. And one of these people was in his 60s, the other in his late 40s was one of the most tattooed people I'd ever seen. And they were talking about how Apple had moved from Motorola-based chips to Intel-based chips and how that made a difference to what you had to do. And I did think about recording what they were doing, but Audioboo doesn't really work like that. You know, you can't be clever, you've just got to go for it. But it was really interesting, and they didn't seem to be bothered about anything to do with the politics or the party conferences or the anything. They were just having a good time with their mates, which I think is probably what it comes down to in the end. Now I'm back in my hotel. I've got another meeting, breakfast meeting, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. How shocking is that? And I've got the telly on, but the sound's down. I can see George Osborne doing his thing, which I'll be listening to in a minute. I just caught the end of Newsnight. One thing I have noticed, actually, just looking at the delegates. Looking at the delegates last week walking around Brighton, they looked really grumpy. The delegates I've seen so far here, and I'll see more of them tomorrow, look subduedly cheerful. But they do look cheerful. And that's interesting, isn't it? Just watching them move around, seeing the shadow ministers who came to the events, and seeing the general level of confidence. That's very different from watching people last week. And then they called last orders, or rather, the landlady, who is a proper Irish lady, called last orders at 10:30. Yeah, that's a bit of a shock, isn't it? 10:30. And I was a good boy, and came home. And as I went out, this lady, who she wouldn't mind me saying is a lady who is of mature years, said good night and God bless to me in a very Irish way, and it took me straight back to when I was a kid and coming over to visit my cousins in Manchester, because it was that funny thing of an Irish accent mixed in with Mancunian, which is very nice and very homely. And that just made the day for me, really. So a good day. And another odd day.